I'm always amazed when I'm having a conversation with my wife and she tells me that she can remember the outfit she was wearing when we first went out together, or, you know, something that happened to her when she was 5 years old, the tutu and what it looked like at her first dance recital. I'm blown away by these things because honestly, myself, I can't remember what went on last week. I've got the author of an amazing article that I found very interesting on CNN recently. Dr. Gene Shinsky is with us. Doctor, can you just tell me, what is childhood amnesia and what is the basis of your conversation that you put out there?
Yeah, so childhood amnesia is an adult's scarcity or shortage of memories from when they were in the first 3 or 4 years of their life. So it's a phenomenon that it refers to what adults can remember about when they were children rather than what adults remember as adults or what children remember as children.
As an adult, like, I can't really seem to recall many things from my childhood. Like, I think I recall things, and then I really don't know. It feels hazy. I'm not sure if it's accurate. Certainly, it seems like it's from later on in life, not the first few years of my life. I can't remember anything as a toddler. I recall maybe the earliest stuff at, like, 7 or 8 years old.
That's not uncommon. So I remember almost nothing before the age of 6. There are a lot of individual differences between adults within the same culture, between adults in different cultures. There's gender differences. There's even age differences. There is a lot of variability. But the phenomenon of having very few memories from the first few years of life is universal around the world.
Do you think it's a situation where we've just kind of filled up with other stuff?
No. So that is a fairly straightforward model of just kind of space allowances. And that, in my understanding, that does not contribute to it. So we're talking about specifically about autobiographical memory, which is memory of particular things that happened to you as a person that you either participated in or you witnessed that were personally meaningful to you.
Gene, is there something that we could be doing to, you know, help keep these memories, retain these memories, or bring them back even, you know, besides being the Matrix or something? I'm looking for a smoking gun here. Something that I did wrong or something my parents, I can place the blame on them from when my childhood.
Now, see, that's an interesting stance. The first question I would ask is, why do you think it's important for you to have those memories back? And the second thing is, there's very little that you can do now as an adult. The things that make up for those differences in terms of cultures or genders about who remembers more from early childhood are things that are happening during early childhood. So if you live in a Western culture that's very focused on the individual, that's very child-centered, and you talk to your kid a lot about shared experiences that you've had in the past, and you help scaffold those memories with details about where it happened and when it happened and things like that, those make for stronger memories that get laid down in the first instance. That can make some of the difference, but the problem is that children forget things faster than adults do, and that's the other side of the coin, is not just how good the information is when you're storing it in the first place, but how quickly you forget it.
If I'm hearing what you're saying, brainwashing is the only way to keep those memories intact. Lots of repetition. Trauma would certainly increase the likelihood that you would recall something, don't you think?
It does, yes. So some of the earliest memories that kids do hang on to are things that were traumatic. The things that get remembered tend to be high in emotion, either positive emotion or negative emotion. Point.
Well, it's fascinating. I clearly remember burning my hand on a cookie sheet. Well, I guess if you can't recall anything, you might be better off, right? No stitches.
Right, yeah.
Dr. Gene Shinsky, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.